This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats pressed the Justice Department Monday to provide the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, even as Republicans gleefully called for them to move on from the Russia investigation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's a simple request for transparency, nothing more, nothing less, not to make a decision as to what you believe, not to say what we ought to do about it, just to make it public.
President Trump says the release of the Mueller's full report wouldn't bother him at all, and he's blasting those he says were responsible for starting the probe in the first place. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Without naming anybody, the president says his foes did treasonous things.
Those people will certainly be looked at.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says he'll investigate Justice Department actions after the president compared them to a failed coup.
We'll begin to unpack the other side of the story.
Democrats, meantime, are dismissing Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report, seizing on a line that says the report does not exonerate the president of obstruction, though Barr said there's not enough evidence to find the president committed a crime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British lawmakers voted late Monday to take control of Brexit from Prime Minister Theresa May. This is to try to find a deal acceptable to both the UK and European Union. This means that starting Wednesday, lawmakers will consider a number of motions they hope will be acceptable to all sides for the UK to divorce itself from the EU, which May has been unable to accomplish, leaving the future of her government in doubt. Options could include a so-called soft Brexit, under which the UK keeps close economic ties with the EU, or forgetting Brexit altogether and staying in the Union. This is VOA.